And welcome to TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. I'm your host today, Melanie Gobert.
Hello, everyone. This is Melanie Gobert of TTELT, a program brought to you by educators worldwide. Joining me for today's podcast is Dr. Lee McCollum, lecturer in academic writing at Coventry University in the UK. And Dr. Cullum is going to be talking about writing assessment literacy. Over to you, Dr. Lee.
Hi, everyone. And I hope you find this session useful. So I'm going to start by talking about why writing assessment literacy is important. So I think to understand why writing assessment literacy is important, we need to think about the position of writing in general. So if we think about writing both in first language and second language education, we can say that writing is a very important skill. It's a very important skill from school level education through to university, or from school to moving to the workplace. And especially if we think about second language, we might think about the position of writing being something that acts as a gatekeeping skill, in the sense that having a high score in writing for students is necessary for joining university. Or in some cases, it might be having a high score is appropriate for moving into the workplace. So the skill of writing is obviously very important for students. It has the ability to determine their future. But if we think about this importance of writing, on the other side, we see that teachers are not actually very good at assessing writing. So we've got this mismatch between writing is very important, but it's not always assessed in an appropriate way. And that leads us to really appreciate why having a level of literacy and writing assessment for teachers is important.
How are some of the ways, Dr. Lee, that teachers assess writing in a not good way?
So if we think about kind of ineffective assessment, what I see in more than 10 years of working in writing assessment as a writing specialist is that there's a huge mismatch between what the teacher thinks the assessment is doing, but in reality, what the test actually produces. So that's obviously a very important mismatch to try and correct. If we've got a situation where writing assessment is determining a student's future, we need to be confident that the assessments they do are well designed, they're testing the right kinds of things, and they're also being assessed or scored accurately. So an effective assessment in that respect would be a mismatch between what the test claims to measure and what is actually produced and measured from the students. So that kind of mismatch leads to an effective assessment.
Dr. Lee, what should teachers know about writing assessment?
So I think this is a very broad question, and I think to some extent there needs to be an appreciation of context. What teachers need to know will vary with context, and it will also vary with their role in assessment. Some teachers are very, very active from the very beginning of the assessment cycle. They might have a very important say in what goes into the assessment, how it's administered and how it's scored, or they might feature in only one of those stages of assessment. So I think what they need to know is different depending on their role. But what I would say is, really, again, going back to that mismatch, teachers need to be clear about what they're trying to assess. So if they're trying to measure a particular component of writing, they need to make sure that the test that they are giving students actually draws out that component.
And what tips can you offer teachers who want to increase their literacy in writing assessment?
So I think a key tip is, first of all, is to get involved in assessment as much as possible. It's a very important part of being a teacher. As I said before, it's got a huge impact on students' opportunities. And I think getting involved is very important. Ways to get involved can vary. They can vary from your circumstances or the context in which you work in. One opportunity to get involved is to be your local champion in your institution for writing assessment. So get involved, be active in creating tests if you have that opportunity. Other things that you can do can be more kind of external, in the sense that you might join assessment associations, you might start an association, but obviously collaboration and dialogue is very important with other teachers, other stakeholders in writing assessment. And another thing that you might like to do to kind of increase your literacy is actually reading. So reading about research, but not just reading about research from a kind of theoretical perspective. So you're trying to read about research and also cover the practical aspects of writing assessment. And I think that tip is really central to becoming literate, because what I see in practice is that many teachers do read, they do engage with research, but they're unable to kind of transfer that reading to practical application in their context. So you're reading studies and you're reading research to really apply that in your context, because, you know, there's no point of having the literacy just in your head. You want to make sure that literacy actually transfers to your practice.
And what do you think in general are some of the major reasons why students have shortcomings in their writings?
I think that really depends on context again. I think different contexts will have a different approach to instruction and assessment, and that obviously has an impact on student kind of deficiencies. I think what I see in my context in the UK, and what I've seen throughout my career working in different contexts, is that students really struggle with argumentation. So they struggle to give their writing shape, and also kind of patchy development of ideas. I think that is very central to kind of where students might fall down. I think if I think about my career as a whole, what I've learned about writing assessment and something I would like to see continue is less of a focus on mechanical accuracy and more of a focus on argumentation. I think that's very important in today's society of language, where there needs to be some kind of level of being accurate so that meaning is not impeded. But I don't think aspects like grammar are as important as argumentation, especially in a second language.
Mm. And I just have one last question for you, and it's not so much related to your topic, but I'm sure it's a big point of curiosity for a lot of people listening. What about translation technology? You know, even on Facebook now, you can get any language immediately translated so that you understand it. And also things like Google Translate, you know, they have come a long, long way. Mm-hmm. So, what, you know, like if I were working, I think I might just write in my own language and then copy paste the translation into the email.
I think this is a very interesting question. And I was talking to a colleague about this recently. And, you know, I'm not sure as a practitioner where I stand with this, because there's a fine line. If you've got a student who writes in their first language and, you know, the ideas are their own, their argument is their own, they've done all of the reading and then they translate it, can you say that that's no longer their work?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can. I think we're moving at a very fast pace now with technology that supports students.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my position is that we've got a responsibility to teach students how to use these tools in an appropriate way, but also in a way that they can understand the pitfalls of these kinds of softwares. Because even though translation software has developed a lot and it's improved in terms of accuracy, there are times where expression will not be how you intended it to be. And I think teaching students how to manage cases like that is more important than thinking about, you know, is it still their work?
I'd like to thank you, Dr. Lee, on behalf of TTELT for joining us today for our podcast. TTELT is a program of educators worldwide. Thank you so much for your time and your interesting insights on both writing assessment literacy and also some of the issues that are coming up today in writing thanks to technology. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us today. Share with us how you are using these tips. Leave us a comment or voice message on social media or at ttelt.org. Thanks for joining this episode of TTELT, brought to you by educators worldwide. Follow, like, and subscribe to TTELT on your social media. And try a new teaching tip today.